taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Callahan A. Floor was arraigned on Monday, November the 3rd on charges of unlawfully carrying a weapon, assault on a police officer, third offense, and indecent exposure as part of a plea agreement with the prosecution. Under the agreement, the charge of malicious destruction of property by fire will then be dropped. Callahan will be sentenced on January the 5th at 9 a.m. if he completes a one-year delay of sentence and pays full restitution. The indecent exposure charge will also be dismissed. And another local and regional news for today. William H. Dixon Jr. was rearraigned on Monday, November the 3rd, and entered into a plea agreement with the prosecution to plead guilty to charges of failure to comply with the sex offender registry, specifically as a habitual third offender. His bond will remain as previously set and is scheduled to appear in court for sentencing on January the 12th at 9 a.m. William H. Dixon Jr. is listed as a registered sex offender in Bad Axe, Michigan, and the charges related to habitual failure to comply with sex offender registration requirements is a serious offense under Michigan law. The plea agreement means he will not contest the charges, and sentencing will be determined by the court at the January 12th hearing. The defendant will remain on bond until sentencing, and the court will review the plea agreement and then impose a sentence, which may include incarceration, probation, or other conditions as allowed by law. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
What does life after service look like? Kicking back? Taking it easy? We believe it looks a little different. Fighting for all veterans, making sure they get the benefits and care they've earned. Rebuilding communities after disaster strikes, and adapting to support today's veterans, meeting them where they are. The VFW, still leading, still advancing, still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Typhoon Kalmagi has left at least 52 people dead with 13 others missing in the central Philippines, mostly in widespread flooding that trapped people on their roofs and swept away scores of cars in a hard-hit province still recovering from a recent deadly earthquake. Six people were killed in a separate incident when a Philippine Air Force helicopter crashed in a southern province on Tuesday while en route to help provide humanitarian aid to the provinces that were battered by the typhoon. The military said that without providing other details, including what could have caused the crash, Kalmagi was forecast to blow away into the South China Sea on Wednesday. And in other national and international news, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has announced yet another deadly strike on a boat accused of ferrying drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean. The strike Tuesday comes the same day that an aircraft carrier began heading to the region in a new expansion of military firepower. The latest attack killed two people on board the vessel, bringing the death toll from the Trump administration's campaign in South American waters up to at least 66 people in 16 strikes. The USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier has left the Mediterranean Sea on its way to the Caribbean after Hegseth ordered it to the region more than a week ago. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Tuesday, November the 4th of 2025. Lois Marie Dice, age 94, of Port Hope, passed away on November the 3rd of 2025. Funeral services for Lois Marie Dice will be held on Thursday, November the 6th at noon at the St. Peter's Lutheran Church of Kindy, with visitation at the St. Peter's Lutheran Church on Thursday, November the 6th from 10 a.m. to noon. Memorials may be offered to the St. Peter's Lutheran Church of Kindy in memory of Lois Marie Dice, and condolences can be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.